this should not stop you from going about your life, should not stop you from going to Chinatown and going out to eat. I'm going to do that today myself.
Just Black and White.
Come to Chinatown. Here we are. We're, again, careful, safe, and come join us.
This is the truth.
There's really no need to panic and to avoid activities that we always do as New Yorkers. Yeah. We are a hardy people.
This is Danny Land.
All right, I guess it's my cue or whatever. How are you? Monday, huh? You like that or what? Bring this up. I'm adjusted level. What's going on? Danny Chekalinski, name. Lockdown, it continues. We're in Willoughby, Ohio, friends. Mission statement, 90% of the freaking world is stupid. You are part of that 10%. All right. Basement, that's where we do the podcast from. We got that. We call it the dungeon, Willoughby, Ohio. Whoops, hello. I keep fucking hitting that thing. 20 miles east of downtown Cleveland, all right? Been all over the world. Doing radio for like 30 years and shit, so I pretty much know what I'm doing. Let me tell you about my Friday night, okay? God, I never go out. Too cold, nothing's open. Yeah, so I stayed in the basement. Yeah, you ever heard of Voodoo Ranger? It's an IPA beer with a freaking skull on the bottle. A skull, all right? It's all you need to know. I'm going to be 56 in a few weeks, been drinking beer since I was a fifth. I was 15 and I was drinking beer. I had a fake ID. I was the guy, all right? Bought beer and wine for my classmates. I live in my basement right now, all right? Divorced twice, no kids, three big TVs, computers, bar, fridge. Every man's dream, every woman's nightmare. The basement, not me. I sleep in a couch with the TV's on, right? I don't claim nor I don't want to be normal. I don't know what happened between beer. Friday night. I don't know what happened between beer number 5 and 6, but it turned into a dance party at my house. A minute into some song by I don't know. I wrote it down here. Hold on. Give me a second. Right here. Marshmallow is the character's name because he's a freaking marshmallow, and it's a Kane Brown. Dude, let me tell you something. I'm dancing like Michael J. Fox on too much caffeine. I'm all over. I'm a minute into this song, all right? I'm grabbing my chest like Fred Sanford. I think I made a crazy sandwich. I don't know. Fell asleep on the couch the wrong way. One sock on. Have you ever got up in the middle of the night to pee and have one sock on? I thought somebody bit off my fucking foot, all right? There was a very dark point in my life. I wrote it down, too. It's like late 2011 to 2015. We're going to talk more about this in the podcast on Friday about a bar that I was in West Palm Beach called A Meeting Place. I mean, it sure was the meeting place. Whatever you want in the world, legal or illegal, you can find it. We'll talk more on that, okay? But that's part of my dark period. But Florida friends, if you were there like when I was just in a fog, will you please message me and tell me what happened? Because I want to feature. You can remain anonymous. We're going to tell the stories on the air because I think it's going to be funny. All right, so anyhow, I had 7 IPAs, bumping around, just embarrassing. Felt like shit. Yeah, and I'm actually kind of happy my tolerance is where it is. Save a lot of money, don't have to say, yeah, I didn't have to wake up in the morning. Who are you? Huh? Yeah, brush your teeth. Go home. Look, even our Supreme Court Justice, Brett Kavanaugh, he likes his beer, do you remember?
We drank beer. She had one beer at the party and had beers with. Out and having some beers with friends or just to meet up and have some beers. between drinking beer, which I gladly do. I like
you
beer.
Have for that.
I like beer. I don't know if you do.
Okay.
Do you like beer, Senator?
Yeah.
What do you like to drink?
Next one is...
Senator, what do you like
Judge,
to drink?
Have
in
you...
In any event, we drank beer and...
All right.
And still do.
Excuse me. Pardon me. All right, let's get it going. Radio Danny, by the way, on Facebook to get a hold of me and yell at me. Carl Mankey. Do you know who he is? 77-year-old barber in Michigan. We talked about him before. He's open. He opened up his barbershop, 77 freaking years old, opened up his barbershop a week ago in defiance of the governor's order. And it's Governor Karen. Karen! Yeah, Karen. Governor Karen wanted to shut it down. Mankey, 77. Yeah, he owns, what is it? Carl Mankey's Barber and Beauty. Been in the business since 1961. Opened his own shop 4 years later. So here's the deal, all right? He said that in March when Governor Gretchen Whitmer, Karen, first issued a stay-at-home order and closed all non-essential businesses. Yeah, he shut down the shop, all right? The order was supposed to have ended in mid-April. It's been extended out of May 28th. Now, here's your patriot, 77-year-old freaking guy. Come on.
Carl Mankey's attorney, David Coleman, tells me it's safe to say, despite what the state is saying, Mankey will not be served today. Perhaps it'll come tomorrow. But Coleman says one thing is for sure, Mankey will not face any consequences until he is served.
And I'll go out of here in handcuffs or if Jesus comes. I'm just not going to kowtow to an oppressive administration.
Under the Occupational Licensing Act, once Mankey is served, a first offense will result in a 93-day misdemeanor and $500 fine. And every subsequent violation or haircut could arguably be another violation.
We'll see how it all rolls out. You know, I'm just taking it a day at a time, haircut at a time.
And Mankey will have no problem filling his chair or finding support.
Essential business, essential jobs is one that pays your bills and feeds your family. There's no other way to put it.
I'd like people to understand that it's not necessarily a left-right issue. It's it can be conveyed as political, but this is a government versus the people issue.
Yeah, exactly. No kidding. Governor got paid, by the way, the governor got paid for those times on lockdown, full salary. I never thought I would see someone punished for, they want to work. You can't touch my free will or mind, all right? You want to wear a mask and get a haircut. Here's the thing, you know the supposed risk, you deserve the right to take that risk. No, you do your things, I'm going to do mine. You want to dress in bubble wrap? You know, have a good time. I'll be on my motorcycle looking for others like me, all right? Oh, God. You know, and the thing is, friends, I don't want to do this. I just want to talk. I want to have fun. I want to be done with this freaking thing, you know? All right. All right, yeah, you heard of the states releasing prisoners to stop the spread of the Chinese virus in prisons, right? You turn on TV, you know what I'm talking about. How nice that we cater to those that break the law instead of people that obey the law. Well, you know what? I'll tell you what. Let's go to Denver, Colorado, and see how well that is working there.
A man let out of prison due to concerns over coronavirus is now accused of killing a woman in Denver after being released. Our Dylan Thomas is live with what we know at this hour. And Dylan, the governor is weighing in on the case as well.
Fucking real.
And Jim, the Department of Correction says the only reason why 40-year-old Cornelius Haney was released from prison at the time was because of the governor's executive order to try and alleviate pressure from the prisons by releasing some of the inmates and limiting the spread of COVID-19 within. But less than a month after he was released, he was arrested again, brought this time to the Denver jail, where he's accused of murder.
Yeah, freaking shocker, right? By the way... name is Danny Chekolinski. Nice to know you. I hope you're my friend. Radio Danny on Facebook. I don't get paid for this shit. This is the best stuff I've ever done in my life. It really is. Doing wacky Zoom and stupid phone calls and made a ton of money. That's fine. I like this, though. All right. Anyhow, let's go back to this Denver thing here. I'm just a 54-year-old idiot without a college degree, all right? I'm in a basement in Willoughby, Ohio, behind a computer screen. I told you months ago, this is going to happen. That doesn't make me a genius. Makes me a realist, all right? Look, here's the thing. They were put in prison for a reason. We're not playing Monopoly here. I'm sorry. Did they just pull out a get-out-of-jail-free card? Let's just let this killer out. You know, he can grab the race car, drive to Park Place, play the seven, you know, go around, go, and then, you know, he ends up in that crack neighborhood. Was it Baltic and shit right between that 75% jewelry thing? I don't know. Look, here's the thing. People are pissed. They feel misled. They feel lied to. Now they're fighting back. I hope it continues. I'm going to do everything I can to promote the Bill of Rights and the United States Constitution. Let me go to the media, okay? I'm all over the place, I know, but I'm fucking brilliant. The media does not want calm. They don't want us, you and me, to get along. They want chaos. They want fights. They want anything that looks intimidating on TV. So we're going to go to New York here, okay? They had a rally on Thursday. And they want to open up the state. And they found a member of the media just walking around. Listen to this. Here we go.
You get by on the sidewalk, that's all.
Well, you shouldn't be here. You fake news. You stopped airing the Trump briefings, and you keep airing Cuomo briefings. Go home, you fake news. Go home.
Beep, beep, beep.
You are the enemy of the people.
You are fake news. We know about your liberal agenda. We know you want to keep your job. We get it. You're not getting advertiser dollars in right now.
Wow.
You're not going to answer.
You're just going to go live.
Yes, I am getting a paycheck.
I'm very happy. But other people are not getting paychecks. And
that's why we're here.
Well, bring it down. We're done.
I don't know what happened to you.
What's going on over there? I have a staff of one. And whoops, I smacked the mic again. Staff of one and they don't pay attention. All right. And people are fighting back. It's great. That better not end. Here's the thing. If you report both sides of the issue like you were taught in journalism school, we're going to leave you alone. Otherwise, expect that and a lot more. Once again, friends, what I feared a month ago has come true. Imagine that. I think outside and I'm right. By the way, welcome to the world of right. I'm the mayor. Radio Danny on Facebook. Send the hate mail. I love it. All right, stay with me, okay? I'm going to be serious here. A month has come, all right? Criminals just... they love when you wear the mask. You look like them minus the gun. I warned you about this a month ago. I saw him, officer. Yeah. He had on a blue surgical mask. Thanks for the tip. We got 10,000 freaking suspects here.
We're seeing more and more masks out and about as people take important precautions to prevent the spread of coronavirus. But security experts are warning masks may make it harder to spot criminals and are telling all of us to stay vigilant.
In a security-conscious world where often our every move can be watched, we're also now wearing masks, once unthinkable, now highly recommended, to stop the spread of coronavirus.
It clearly gives criminals the advantage.
But Miller, a former Secret Service agent, now with the security firm Lionheart International Services Group, says masks make it harder to ID bad guys.
All right, so the person with the mask on in the store, we've been there, we go into the freaking store and everybody's got a freaking mask on. I'm trying to stop swearing. I really am. So that particular person is either social distancing or about to pull a Ruger P89, stick it at your head to steal your purse. It's true. The masker versus the breathers in the store, at the restaurant, next week at the bar. How long is this separation going to last? Month? 2 months? Forever? Now, the maskers are mad at Trump for not, because he doesn't wear a mask.
Good evening from New York. Happy Friday. I'm Chris Hayes. By now, you have probably seen images of the president pointedly not wearing a mask. Here he is in the Rose Garden today, maskless, while Dr. Deborah Birx and Dr. Anthony Fauci wore masks behind him. Here he is yesterday without a mask at a Pennsylvania medical supply company where just about everyone else had a mask on, for obvious reasons.
Jesus.
And you can see the president just does not think masks are for him. He reportedly dislikes masks and thinks they suggest weakness.
I just don't want to wear one myself. It's a recommendation. They recommend. I'm feeling good. I don't know. Somehow I don't see it for myself. I won't be doing it personally. It's a recommendation. Okay.
All right, there you go. Now, look, here's the thing, okay? I hate bringing this up. Do I bring it up all the time? But I have to. 2 months ago, Dr. Fauci, he didn't wear a mask. Why shouldn't he? He was telling everybody, don't wear a mask. Then on Thursday, he's there in the Rose Garden with a freaking mask on. Can we agree nobody in the world gets better medical attention than the president of the United States of America? At this point, if Trump shows up wearing a mask after not wearing one for so long, people are going to freak out, okay? They all will. I'm exhausted thinking for the world. I laugh out loud when I see that, by the way, that hashtag, we're all in this together. Yeah, right. We're not. But it's bullshit. As soon as anybody says we're all in this together, we're not in this together. Bunch of crap. We're separated. Tucker Carlson just turned 51, by the way. He's got 4 kids. How about that? Just worthless knowledge that I have. In my head. He talked about a different kind of separation.
But first tonight, the country appears to be splitting into two hemispheres even as we watch. There are those places where public officials are allowing science to guide their decisions. States like that are cautiously beginning to relax their lockdowns and finding no spike in illness as they do it. Those are the free states. And then there's the other half of the country, the places where you're glad you don't live right now.
Right.
In those places, power-drunk politicians crow about science, but resolutely ignore its findings. They don't read the studies. They don't care what the data say. Their decisions are driven by ambition, political calculation, and the pure animal joy of controlling other people's lives.
All right, so what do you think of that? I think it's kind of accurate. All right, let me throw this out, all right? And I'm throwing this out to you right now. I was born in 64. 69, a bunch of Americans did not care at all about the big pandemic, the Hong Kong virus. They danced and got naked for days at Woodstock. 55, that's me, I'm 55, I'm going to be 56 in, oh God, less than 10 days. If I make it, that's why I'm playing the 55 card, friends. I'm high risk, I got a pacemaker, bad heart. Here's the thing, though. I've also read the Bill of Rights and the Constitution, all right? I'm not here to correct your paranoia and lack of knowledge about your rights. You exist in your world. I'm gonna exist in mine. I will mention, if you come into my world with your desires, you're not going to follow me. If you do that, you come in my freaking world with your desires, you're not going to appreciate the amount of resistance I will provide. So at this point, I hope we've reached a mutual understanding of exactly the door that you're knocking on, all right? 24-hour comment line, 561-318-3702. 561-318-3702. You want to talk about masks? All right, let's talk about masks here.
Hey, Danny, this is Billy. Hey, man, I just got to thinking again. You got the people with the masks on, and then you got the people without the masks on. And now you got fucking Barack Hussein Obama. He's out there trying to take everybody's fucking masks off. What the fuck is all that about?
Different mask.
General Flynn can't wear no mask. Anyway, Danny, I had to just kind of vent there a little bit, but I just want you to know something, mister. You keep the hammer down. You're a good guy. See you, bye.
Keep the hammer down. Okay, thanks, Billy Bob. I appreciate it. Like I said, okay, let's go back to the whole startup thing here. Everybody got pissed off when Trump said, I'm in charge. I wish he was in charge, because he got 50 states, 50 governors, 50 different ideas. Anybody with a brain knew this would be a complete shit show. See what happened in Wisconsin. Within hours of the Supreme Court striking down the stay-at-home orders, the bars were packed. By the way, not a lot of beautiful people in Wisconsin. And they would be called morbidly obese, all right? What is it, a body mass index? A BMI? Oh, man. I'll tell you what. Through the freaking roof. Hey, let's go back to Wisconsin. No social distancing, people side by side, including, there's a nurse there. Do you see this? And she talked to the TV station.
No time was wasted in Wisconsin Wednesday night. Bars like Lemansky's Pub in West Allis near Milwaukee reopening after the state Supreme Court overturned Governor Tony Evers' stay-at-home order. The patrons, a woman named Katie Kautsky.
I have a toddler at home and I'm a full-time nurse, so it's been very stressful and hard to not be able to go out and be with my friends and family at the bars.
Customers were seen nearly shoulder to shoulder, not wearing masks. The reporter asking the nurse if she was worried.
Are you concerned about possibly getting coronavirus from being inside the bar tonight?
No, I don't think that the risk presents any higher than me going to a grocery store.
All right, let's go back to what the nurse said here. Was she being honest or irresponsible? I know that there's no gray area here. You're picking one side. Follow me. She's got an infant and a husband. She works on the front line. She knows the danger and the risk better than most of us, right? Needless to say, a lot of people are upset. But for one second, what if she's right? What if she's right? 25% of our restaurants that closed are not going to open ever again. Instead of support from the government, they're punishing us that have behaved. We did it right. We played by the rules, and now we're being persecuted. We did the right thing. Yet we have to shoulder the blame and kiss the ring? I never did that in my stupid radio career. I'm not going to start right now. What the hell's going on? Wake up, people. Look around. Passionate about this stuff. All right, well, one more thing, my friends. As you know, I don't like Joe Biden. All right, and Democrats, stand back and listen to me, okay? Please. I don't think a Democrat's been with me this long. What are we? 25 minutes into the podcast. I want to keep it at 20. Your time is precious. I'm wrapping up here, okay? Joe Biden, I think he's selfish. He's an enabler to Hunter, who is sick and needs help. Now, you're saying,
how can you say that there, guy? How can you say that he needs help?
You know, I'll tell you right now, okay? An addict can recognize an addict. We're very good liars. That was me. That's a story for another day. I'll save it for you, all right? All right, Joe Biden speaking. It's just uncomfortable. It really is. My soon-to-be 81-year-old mother going through the same thing, and maybe you're going through it with a parent or a relative. They're searching for words. We're all going to be there someday, okay? But we all won't be such a narcissist that we're going to run for president, all right?
This is not a moment for excuses or deflections or blame game. We're in the middle of a pandemic that had cost us more than 85,000 jobs as of today.
Really?
Lives of millions of people. Millions of people. Millions of jobs. you know, and we're in a position where, you know, we just got new unemployment insurance this morning, numbers, 36.5 million claims since this crisis began.
I don't know. What is this? You know, 87,000 labeled dead of the Chinese virus, 36 million unemployed. By the way, I'll help you out here. We're going to have probably, what, over 100,000 dead based on estimates by June. But we also have a population of 330 million. Grab your freaking smartphone, hit the calculator app, and figure out the percentages. I don't know. Back to Joe Biden. I mean, it's embarrassing for me to play those cuts. This guy still has a rubber coin purse he uses to pick out his favorite. He uses the coin purse to drop it in the jukebox to pick out a song by Bill Haley and the Comets. If he got elected, I wouldn't be surprised if he put Fonzie on the federal watch list. It's sad. All right, where are we at? 28 minutes. Friends, thanks for the time. One more thing, all right? And tell somebody about the podcast. Just forward it. That's all I need because they're trying to shut me down. Long story short, they're trying to shut me down. You do Twitter, tweet that thing. That's good. LinkedIn, that's even better. You got big groups on Facebook. That's wonderful, too. Have yourself a great week. I will watch the news so you don't have to, and we'll talk again on Friday.
You have just experienced the truth.
And I love all people, rich or poor.
Make sure to tune it again to Danny Land.
They will be met with fire and fury like the world has never seen.
Be Danny's Facebook friend at Radio Danny. He'll be sure to send you pictures of his wang.
Rocket Man is on a suicide mission for himself.